How do you impress a classy lady?
Money.
I don't think anyone on this show is even remotely qualified to answer that question, but I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to take a stab at it.
Okay.
First of all, wear underwear.
Ooh.
Okay. I don't know. My husband never wears them.
Okay. Again, I said impressing a classy lady.
Oh.
All right. And second,
okay,
I'm going to go with give her some sort of shrimp tower.
Oh, I was going to say all-you-can-eat buffet was also top of my list.
Dude,
so
Shrimp towers are classy.
Are they?
So good. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. The fact that Brooke likes them, make me feel like I'm doing it wrong.
Tower of any food, I'm in.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, well, maybe we should just ask the guy who emailed in for help today. His name is Sean. Hey, Sean, tell me about the classy lady that you had to impress. What's her name?
Her name is Kat with a K.
Oh, very classy.
Oh,
not just like an animal.
We're getting sidetracked by towers and shrimp.
Fish,
Sean, where did you meet Kat with a K?
We met online.
Okay, so what did you like about her?
She was very cute based on her pictures, and she seemed really nice. So I talked to her on the phone, and her laugh was amazing.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and we clicked really well, and I asked her out on a date.
Okay, and
nice.
So,
oh, nice.
I mean, Jeff keeps calling her classy. Does that come from you?
That's what he said in his email.
Oh, okay, okay. Oh. So were you nervous going into this date? Because it sounds like you were really excited.
To be honest, I was a little bit nervous. I got the impression that she did come from, like, money or something. And I'm like a working class guy, so, you know, I wanted to maybe class it up. You know, I don't really know what I'm doing, but...
Well, that's like every Lifetime movie out there, so this sounds like it's meant to be.
It's harder in real life, though,
but,
dude.
And those movies are usually the other way around. It's usually the guy's really rich, and she's like a bumbling idiot.
Okay.
Not in Titanic.
So what did you go with, Sean? How did you impress Kat?
So I got a limo.
Whoa!
Hey, now that's classy.
You bought a limo or you rented a limo?
We went on a limo date. I don't know. It's like a service where you sit inside a limo for like 2 hours and you drive around the city drinking.
Oh, the whole date was in a limo?
Shut up.
That is classy.
Yeah,
it is. Dude, I like it.
Did you talk with a British accent?
Why? Why is he British?
Why do you ruin all the classiness?
I know.
Brooke's like, did y'all use utensils? Not classy.
Sean, how did it go? What did Kat think of the limo?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I think she liked it. It was kind of hard to tell, I guess, but...
She was making you drive and put the divider up so you couldn't tell?
Yeah, how is it hard to tell? I mean, if a dude showed up to pick me up in a limo, I'd be like, what?
For the first time?
Yeah. I'd be freaking out.
Yeah,
yeah, I thought it was a pretty good move. I mean, you know, at least at the start.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I hook up with you.
Already. She sees the limo, pants come off.
Did you think it was a bad move at some point when you say it like that?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, 2.5 hours in a limo is kind of a long time. I mean, the first hour was pretty great, but then... I don't know, maybe she got bored or something. Mm. Kind of run out of things to do.
You can only hang out on the roof so many times.
It's like when you start a road trip and you're like really high and you got your mixtape in.
You're high on road trips?
No, like excited.
No, right. I think you meant what you said.
You're singing along and then, you know.
Eventually, like, turn the radio down.
The road sets in.
So I just want to understand, in the entire 2.5 hours, you never got out of the limo. Like, how did it go? What'd you guys do in there?
Well, I was like, hey, you know, tell me, you know, where you like to get a milkshake. And so we go get a milkshake.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, I was like, where do you like to get french fries? So we go get french fries. And so, you know, we ended up accumulating all this food.
Oh, that's kind of cute, too, though. In a limo.
Again, cute for 45 minutes.
How much fast food can you eat in 2 hours?
Yeah, 2 hours.
Does a limo even fit through the drive-thru? I've never thought of that.
So what was, like, the highlight of the evening? Like, the best moment when you think back to your fast food limo ride?
Well, I guess it was, you know, when we went out onto the roof of the limo, we stuck our heads out and we were just looking at the city and we were eating nuggets.
That's pretty baller, dude.
This is Alexis's night
shining
armor.
You're speaking my language.
Yeah.
I think we all would sign up for that.
Yeah,
dude.
That's really cute.
But how did your date in the limo end?
It ended good. We kissed.
Oh, you did?
Hey.
Nice.
Okay.
Like one kiss, or were you making out in the back seat?
It was like a, you know, half make out kind of thing. Nothing serious.
Okay. Half make, and I'm picturing just the bottom lip.
No.
Both bottom lips touching.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever
sounds hard.
Okay.
That's how the rich people do it.
Yeah, it wasn't like a long makeout, or and it wasn't really short. It was like kind of like in the middle, like, you know, you're at a wedding, you're getting married. And...
Okay.
Very specific.
Well, that is very specific.
No, okay.
A nice kiss.
I mean, but a description like that and the end of an evening like that, I'm guessing you thought there was going to be another date.
I assume there would be, yes.
Because it sounds like things went great. I mean, despite maybe it went a little long.
Yeah.
Well, since then, have you guys spoke? Have there been any conversations since?
Yeah, not on the phone, but we have been texting.
Okay.
I asked her out, and she said, oh, yeah, I have to schedule it. And then, you know, didn't hear from her. And then I was like, well, you know, how's your scheduling going? And nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. Oh. You haven't heard anything since.
Yeah, I mean, she said still scheduling, and so I don't know. I think she's blowing me off.
Yeah. I think you're right.
It's a classy way to blow you off,
yeah,
too.
But, you know, those classy ladies, they're always really busy.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully we can find her at a not busy time, because we're going to play a song, we'll call her, and we're going to try and get you a second date update. Okay, Sean?
She could be in another limo right now.
If she's in another limo right now, I think that would be very weird.
Well, she's classy. Who knows?
We're going to find out. Let's play a song. We'll do it right after this.